4 for $3 breakfast deal now. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price of participation may vary.
Conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder accusing staff members of misleading him about the severity of water contamination in Flint. He says the real story on lead in the water was explained to him last September.
I get a briefing on the night before telling me that there really isn't a problem.
There is a new problem with Flint, Michigan's water crisis, and that is that people aren't using enough water for the chemical treatments to coat the pipes to prevent lead from leaching. Virginia Tech researcher Mark Edwards says that people are cutting back on their water usage. By the Michigan Chronicle, describing his goals for Flint's recovery, he called it a humbling experience and faulted what he calls career bureaucrats for not investing in treatments to protect the city's lead pipes. A man in Daytona Beach is in jail for wanting 911 to save his reputation. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero explains.
Philip Chedge first called the emergency number when a convenience store said they would not sell him beer because he had stolen from them in the past. When police arrived, the store said it did not want to press charges and just wanted him gone. After being told not to call 911 unless it was a true emergency, the man went behind the store and called again while the police were still there. This continued several more times and included the police telling him to stop it, even going so far as hanging up on him due to his rudeness. He was eventually arrested while he was still on the phone. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News. We're powered by USARadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, Hunter, and it's 4 after the hour. It is April 12, 2016. Weather forecast from Weather Underground says 100% chance of precipitation. And showers this morning, then partly sunny with a chance of showers this afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. West winds around 10 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Chance of rain 100%. Mostly clear tonight, patchy frost after midnight, colder with lows in the lower 30s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny and patchy frost in the morning tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny on Thursday, high around 60. Sunny and highs in the 60s on Friday the 15th. Sunny highs in the 60s on Saturday the 16th. And sunny highs in the 70s high on the 17th. Sunny on Sunday. That is Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunt Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose...
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan again says he's not running for the White House. He talked with NBC's Today Show and gave a suggestion as to who voters should turn their attention to.
I will not be the nominee for our party. We should select among the people who actually ran for the job.
Ryan said he wouldn't rule out someone like Scott Walker, Marco Rubio, or Jeb Bush eventually becoming the nominee. Another day of protest expected at the U.S. Capitol today after 85 more demonstrators arrested yesterday. The protesters want Congress to rid itself of what it sees as corrupting big money and ensure free and fair elections. Hundreds were arrested on Monday.
Contract! now!
And tens of thousands of Verizon workers on strike. Members of the Communication Workers of America calling for a strike if the union and management fail to reach a labor contract. And that's what happened. Verizon says it's still fully prepared to serve its customers. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hi, it's Angie Austin. Okay, seriously, I kid you not. My hair has been a problem since I was a teenager. Thin and limp and just blah looking. And now my hair has never looked better. So I want to tell you about Ovation products because I love them. And with Mom's Day around the corner, I want to tell you about a Mother's Day gift set. It comes with a new 3-bottle Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. So you get the cell therapy treatment that makes your hair long and thick, the new color therapy shampoo that prevents color fading, and Ovation Color Therapy Conditioner that really helps with detangling as well. And you can customize your gift set by selecting the styling product that you want most. So choose the leave-in detangler or thermal protection spray or volume enhancer, and you get a free turban. And the good news, this year's Mother's Day gift set is specially priced, and you'll save over 50% off retail. So go to ovationhair.com while supplies last, ovationhair.com, and be sure to select Angie Austin Daybreak USA for a special introductory discount. Again, ovationhair.com.
Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump appearing in a CNN town hall with his family. USA Radio's Jason Wirt with more.
Donald Trump calling out the Republican Party's actions in Colorado, referring to a statement on social media where party officials were openly admitting bias against Trump.
When it was announced, the numbers were announced, they put out something on Twitter saying, oh, we stopped Trump. Essentially, we stopped Trump, we stopped. That was put out by the party in Colorado. The point is, it was stacked against us.
Trump added he feels he will have the delegates necessary to win the nomination by the time of the convention. I'm Jason Wirt.
New Orleans police say a fully loaded handgun was found in the vehicle of the former NFL player killed over the weekend. Former defensive end Will Smith was shot and killed in New Orleans Saturday night after allegedly being involved in a fender bender. There's no evidence the gun found in his vehicle was fired during that incident. And the curtain comes down on the career of Los Angeles Lakers star Kobe Bryant tonight, the 37-year-old playing his final game at home against the Utah Jazz. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The company Uber says it's given government regulators and law enforcement agencies information about millions of people who use the ride-sharing service. Uber releasing a so-called transparency report on Tuesday, showing that Uber provided information on more than 12 million riders and drivers to U.S. regulators, also giving data on more than 450 users to state and federal law enforcement agencies, saying agencies requested information about trips, trip requests, pickup and drop-off areas, fares, vehicles, and drivers. An elderly woman roughs it for over a week in the Arizona wilderness. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with more.
An elderly woman was driving to Phoenix, Arizona back on the 31st of March, but that's when Ann Rogers ran out of gas.
For the next 9 days and nights, Rogers and her dog survived in the wilderness, drinking pond water and eating plants.
State police spokesman Raul Garcia saying aerial searchers found Rogers because she had erected a help sign on the floor of a canyon, also lit a signal fire not far away. She and her dog are expected to recover now.
It's USA's Chris Barnes reporting a federal judge making it clear he doesn't like Mississippi's state flag, but he hasn't said yet whether a lawsuit that seeks to change the flag should be allowed to proceed. Judge Carlton Reeves heard arguments in the case yesterday. Attorney Carlos Moore is suing the state, saying the flag with its Confederate emblem is unconstitutional. The Attorney General's office saying the flag design is not a question for the courts to decide. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
And good morning, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. It is Wednesday, April 13th, and we are going to talk all today about getting your house and your patio and your outdoor areas ready for spring. You know, just as much as we want to decorate inside our home, when it comes to the parts of the year in the state of New Jersey, we get to enjoy the spring, the summer, and the autumn. There's a good amount of the year that we are outside, and creating outdoor rooms is something that's become very popular. And today on Modern Design, we'll talk about getting your outdoor space devices ready, what you can do to prepare, and what's new in the industry. I've recently done some shopping from outdoor stores and saw some of the new fabrics and furniture and things that they have out there, even things like outdoor fans, and we'll talk about that more. All right, why don't we start by taking a look at today's weather and see what we have coming up. The National Weather Service is telling me that it's currently fair skies at 46 degrees. Today it's going to be sunny with a high of 58 degrees. I think we're going in the right direction. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear, then patchy frost with a low of 34. On Thursday it's going to be sunny with a high of 60. On Thursday night it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 32. The nights are still pretty cold. I guess you can't bring your plants out yet. On Friday, it's going to be another sunny day, three sunny days in a row, with a high of 61. On Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 36. On Saturday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 64. Saturday night, a low and clear of 37 and very bright on Sunday with a high of 73. So 73 degrees on Sunday, almost beach weather, I guess. Well, maybe not quite. But I am Richard Scuderi, and my show is called Modern Design. We're all about what you can do for your home or your commercial space to make it more beautiful, what's happening in the industry, what's in, wallpaper out, painting techniques, furniture, interesting and wonderful things to make your life better. So today we're going to talk all about your outside spaces. We're just getting to the point in mid-April where maybe if you have a three-season porch, we start cleaning that porch out. I remember my mom, it would always be a certain week would hit where the temperatures would start to get a little bit warm and then cold at night, and that was time to take our three-season porch and to just strip it to the basics, wipe everything down, do a good wash all the furniture, the windows, and start to get ready for the spring season. And it always reminded me of a very happy time because, you know, warmer days were ahead, and it was very celebratory. We would have our dinners outside on the patio, and it just, you know, once you're not so ground by the house during the winter and you have that freedom to be outside or semi-outside in a sunroom, if you will, it really is a pleasant experience. And people are living outside more and more. There have been a lot of new inventions, different types of furniture and enclosures and so on. People do hot tubs. There are so many things that make your outdoor room for the, you know, for the 6 months of the year that you can be outside really nice. So we're going to explore that. We're going to go through some things that I've done this week for outdoor spaces, some of the things that I've learned and some of the people I talk to. All right, we're going to take some commercial messages and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design. So today is all about outdoor living and things that we could do now that we're in the middle of April to get ready for the spring and the summer and really enjoy. You know, people are stretching the season now way into the fall with these chimeneas, these outdoor chimneys, fire pits. People love to be outside. And how could you blame them? It really continues your living space if you can go to the backyard or the side yard of your property and entertain there. It's a different place to eat, a different place to entertain or to have drinks. So outdoor living in the past years has become more and more popular. And what I've noticed through my trade magazines is there's so much to choose from to decorate your outdoor space, whether it be lighting or outdoor fans or furniture or even, yes, outdoor rugs. I mean, there's so much to it. So much to the point that I noticed that in interior design, people are taking some of the fabrics have gotten so good, the outdoor cushions and fabrics. People are taking outdoor fabrics and using them indoors because they're pretty much indestructible. And the same thing with rugs. They're taking those outdoor rugs and they're putting them indoors in kids' spaces and so on. So it's actually going the other direction. It's actually affecting what's going on inside your home. So I want to start by talking about getting ready for spring. That's one of the things that you should be doing. I think it's a little premature to put out all your patio furniture because, as I said in the forecast today, our nights are going to be in the freezing range. They're going to be in the 30s. So we're not quite there yet, but we can start to prepare. One of the best ways to prepare is to take a look at your outdoor space. Do you have a deck? Do you have a patio? Chances are, if you have a deck, and many of us do, that means we have to do the deck maintenance. Decks are very nice because you're off the ground, so I see why people have decks. The house that I live in now already has a deck, which is going to need a lot of repair this year. So I've decided to keep that. Probably if I had to do it all over again and I was building a house, I wouldn't do a deck again. I would probably do a patio. There's much less maintenance to a patio once you have it in place. If there's some bluestone or pavers or so on, you have it set in place. It's a little bit easier. When you're dealing with a deck and you're dealing with wood products, it can be very laborious. But also even with the composite products, they do get stains, they do get spills, they do get swelling in the heat and thawing, and there is maintenance in them as well. So start by taking a look at your deck if you do have a deck. At a minimum, what you would want to do is power wash that area. From the winter, grime builds up and all sorts of things. So you want to power wash that deck and get it nice and clean as certainly the first step. And sometimes a little bit of a bleach solution in with the power washer with the water really makes a difference. It gets any sort of mold or anything off the outside of the house. Same thing is true if you do have a patio, if you have bluestone or slate or anything like that. We want to take the power washer to those areas. If you have a pool around the pool, even before it's open, you want to take a power washer to all that the winter left. Although we didn't have a lot of storms this year, but the winter does leave its residue. So we want to get that off, and we want to get our area nice and clean. The next thing we want to do is take a look at our plants. How do they survive the winter? Let's look at our beds. You know, not ready yet, but we're going to be eventually doing fresh mulch when we get more into season and get the yard ready for the spring. But we want to just take a look at what survived the winter. I wouldn't pull anything yet. It's way too early. But take a look at our beds, our flower beds, and our planting beds, and see what's in there, what survived, what did well. Did we cover our boxwoods or plants like that? And maybe what you want to do, maybe you want to take an inventory. I usually take a sheet and walk around and say, what am I going to do next year? Maybe I'll move this over there. Maybe I'm going to cut this back. And get a plan together of what you want to do. Then after you do that, perhaps you're looking to do a change in your yard. I always say when you entertain your outside, you want it to be reflective of what you've done with both the outside of the house and the inside of the house. For example, if you have a white house and you have dark green shutters, well, then I think that when you do your patio stuff, your umbrellas and your patio furniture, then you should stick with those greens. You should stick with the colors so that the outdoor, maybe your front door is dark green and you have white outside and you have accents of maybe copper or terracotta with your planters. You want to use dark green then because you want it to be very reflective and complete with the house, the way the house looks. I know a lot of people make a mistake where they'll go out and they'll buy a patio set because they think it's so beautiful and they buy something that really doesn't go with their house. And I see that all the time. Well, if you have green shutters and green on the outside, why would you do blue patio furniture? You want it to follow suit. Whatever your taste is, it should be reflective also in your patio furniture. So if you have a Tudor house with lots of browns and so on, then brown patio furniture and oil rub bronze, which is still so popular right now, works well. And if you do cushions that have terracotta colors and the browns and so on, you can do them. Also the browns with greens, that's a really nice color combination if you have a Tudor or a dark house. You know, green also looks nice if you have a brick house. Black, if you want to do, if you have brick, black is very good. You should coordinate the colors of your both your furniture itself and then the fabrics on your furniture with the colors of your house. So in my case, my house is a color called English Ivory, and that's sort of a soft cream color with white trim. And so because I have that, there's a lot of different ways I could go, but I've opted to go with green, which is very retro. I know you can barely find green patio furniture these days, but I bought a very good set of Fortune off years ago. And what I do to get ready for the season, because I have a set that I keep, is that I spray it every year, take all the pieces out, power wash and clean them, and then I do a rust coat spray in the dark green hammered finish. And I tell you, it comes up pretty nice. It's not very hard to do, but it works out well because you're not going to find green furniture these days. Mostly I see brown. I still see brown patio furniture, and that's great, but if you have a yellow house, you really don't want brown patio furniture. And the reason I use green is because I most of the plants in my garden are shades of purples. So I like the combination of green and purple together, and then have developed a palette for my backyard and what my palette's going to look like. So a pale cream or a pale yellow house with white trim. I do have black shutters and a front door, but the whole back of the house where the deck is and the pool area is, that's all just sort of a yellowy cream color. And the dark green and the purple work really beautifully for that. It's a good palette. So we started with the dark green furniture. So I said, okay, we have dark green furniture. How are we going to, what are we going to do as far as fabrics and, you know, outdoor fabrics, and if we're going to do an umbrella and pool furniture and so on. So dark green is good because if you, you can pair it as far as your pots are concerned. If you pair dark green and terracotta together, wow, a great combination. So if you do terracotta pots, that's a great look. So that's what I've opted to do. So we have terracotta pots all over the deck and then around the pool area. And then the rest of my patio furniture is all the gliders and so on. I have it set up. My deck is big enough that I have it set up just like I would a room, because when I entertain in the summer months, as many of us do, we both, want to be able to use the outside as if it were a living room, dining room. So on one side of the deck, I have a beautiful dining table set up with eight chairs, and they're the slingback chairs. I really recommend that if you're going to buy patio furniture, you get furniture without cushions. Now, cushions are beautiful and they add a lot, but I found with my previous set that all I was doing is putting the cushions away, running to get the cushions because it's going to rain in the summer, especially July and August. At night, it rains almost all the time. So the set that I have now is all the slingback chairs. They're easier to clean. They're easier to stack. They're easier to take care of, and you're not dealing with the headache of cushions, which are really a hassle on a daily basis. So I have the slingback chairs. I have a tempered glass top table, which is great, and an umbrella that is dark green. So you don't want to just have dark green. You want to have a palette. So I brought in some sages and some shades of purple, and brought that in with the outdoor dining set that I have. And they have beautiful, beautiful melamine sets of plates and dishes and glasses now. In fact, they're more beautiful than the inside stuff. It really is quite lovely. So I have accentuated all my stuff in that sort of purple tone. And when I set a table, I'm able to do a beautiful placemat that's rubberized and can go inside and outside. I'm able to do a beautiful set of dishes. In fact, I have a complete set of outside dishes. And if you go to any of these places, Home Goods, TJ Maxx, or any of the home stores, even Kohl's, they have beautiful, beautiful dining sets just exclusively for outside. They can go in the dishwasher. They're easy to work with. And they're really great. You don't want to have glass around your pool if you have a pool area or a hot tub. So do everything in plastic outside and have it all coordinate and look nice. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We do our show every Wednesday here from 10 to 11. I am going to open up our phone lines now and talk about if anybody wants to call and tell me what they're doing, if they bought anything new for their yard for this year, maybe some new outdoor dishes or some new invention, maybe a hammock, maybe you went out and bought a hot tub. Phone lines are now open, 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Give us a call. Tell us what you did. Maybe you found a great resource to buy great, you know, equipment for your pool or floats or beautiful lights for above. Anyway, as I was saying before the commercial break, outside decor has really become a very big item for people, and I see more and more of it. The company Sunbrella, and there are other companies, but the Sunbrella company makes beautiful fabrics and that are designed specifically for outdoor, although some of them can be used for indoor as well. The amount of fabrics that are available to you just from Sunbrella is just overwhelming. Beautiful colors, beautiful textures, and every season they come out, there's other things to do. They have an iCat fabric. They have unbelievable ticking and stripes and beautiful colors, lots of seasonal colors, colors that work well together, great palettes for all sorts of cushions. And it's just, there's more out there than ever, and there's so many ways to go with it. I'm going to continue with my traditional, and then I'm going to do a couple of other ones that I'm working on and what I've done with those, and maybe that'll inspire you to go out and buy some new things for your deck or patio this year and make them really sing, and maybe just change it up. Maybe you've done the same thing for year after year, and you say, you know what, maybe I'll do something different this year. So with my decor, with the purple and the green, it really is wonderful because my plants work well with it. I pick plants, and you should do that. You should come up with a when you're doing your beds, you should, based on color, have a palette. So I like silvery grays, as in Dusty Miller and so on, whites and purples in my garden. So when I buy plants, I think of how they're going to lay out, when they're going to bloom, and how they're going to look against the house. And you should do that. You should take, before you go out and spend money on plants, you should say, what's going to work? Do I want to put red next to purple? Maybe not. Do I want to put red next to yellow? Maybe not. You want to make sure that your beds are color coordinated and they work well with the house and the landscape you're in, not to mention be appropriate for the sun exposure that you have. But you want to work on a whole palette. Now, besides my dining area, where I told you we have beautiful melamine dishes, a whole set of dishes, and everything separate for outdoor that I just use for the season. And when it's over, it goes in its own space, and it doesn't come out again. I have even all the pitchers for water, for drinks and stuff are all in that green shade, which is quite nice, which kind of looks like Depression glass or green glass. It's kind of a nice color. Last year, I went out and did something. I got these coolers, which have become very popular now. And what you do is they're very top-heavy, and in the bottom has the spigot where you can serve beverages and keep them cold, and the bottom chamber has ice in it. And I bought three of those. I usually do one with ice-cold water for outside with maybe lemon or lime in it. I'll do one with maybe an iced tea, and then I'll maybe do one that has a little booze in it. And those are fun. They really are great because you're not going back and forth all the time from the house out to the patio, that you have liquids out all the time. They can stay out. They're iced, and they keep you out for the afternoon. So that's a nice thing to get as well. And they're very popular. I've seen them in Home Goods. I've seen them in Marshalls. I've seen them in all the stores. Fortune Enough Backyard Store, I went in the other day. They had beautiful stuff in there, and they had a lot of those as well. So table settings, everything outside should be weather friendly. Even the napkins, they have napkins now that have a resistant sun resistant fabric, because sometimes you forget, you leave the napkins on the table, you're out all afternoon, the sun hits those and they really fade them quite quickly. So let's transition. On the other part of my patio, I have a big area that I sort of set up as the living room, if you will. And I have a couch, an outdoor sofa, an iron sofa, that I have cushions on. They're done in Sunbrella fabric. I have a coffee table, if you will. I have end tables. And then I have two very comfortable chairs. And it is kind of nice. You don't always want to be at your table, to have an area you can sit and have drinks. So if I have, typically if I have people over, we start out in the living room area outside of the deck, if you will, and make it comfortable. And make sure you have tables to put drinks down. There's nothing worse than putting your drink down onto the ground and then it spills and all sorts of things happen. We want to have stackable tables, if you will, and put them up and so on. I did a cushion for the couch, which obviously there you have to use cushions. That's Sunbrella fabric, and it's a beautiful pattern. Brings in the purples and the greens, and it is trimmed beautifully in white, and it ties in very nicely with the ensemble. The other thing I decided to create for there is because sometimes decks can get stains on them. I did invest in a patio rug this year. I purchased a patio rug, which is synthetic. It's in the green tones. It's just texture. And it's great because if someone spills on it, it just really wipes up. And I have had people spill red wine on my deck, and that stains and that stays. So something to consider when you're doing your patio area. The next thing that I saw yesterday that I wanted to talk about was lighting for your deck. Of course, you have the house lights, but it's also nice to have some task and some ambient light in your deck or patio area. One of the things that I saw yesterday was umbrella lights, and I don't know if anybody has seen that out there. They've been popular the last 2 or 3 years, where you have a specific light with your mark and umbrella. Underneath, there'll be a light that hangs on the base of the umbrella and gives you a little bit more task light at night. And I really like that. I think that's nice. Sometimes I'm out there 8, 9, 10 o'clock, sometimes even later with guests. And sometimes it's nice to have light just in the general area. Of course, you always have candles on the table, but sometimes you need a little bit more light than that. So those seem to be more popular. And then, of course, stringing lights from your patio or deck can be very beautiful. And I don't have them yet, but what I was looking at is lots of different lights. There's one they call sort of an Italian light. They're black, and they have sort of a round bare bulb on them, and they're particularly beautiful. If I was going to do all black furniture and on a slate patio, those would be really nice. But I see lights in a lot of different shapes and a lot of different tones and colors. You know, you can always take your Christmas lights, and one of the things that I think is this is a place where you can get creative. I have a couple of sets from the late 90s, which I never used, of sort of a warm gold tiny Christmas light. I might string those up or put them in bushes or trees to have some ambient light at night, because it gives a different kind of light off. But you can be very creative with your outdoor lights. It really is nice at night to have that ambient lighting, even if it's in the distance, in your trees. That's always good to do. And maybe a shrub on the deck and so on, or string them up ahead, and that can be very nice. All right, so we're going to go to our news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Bernie Sanders picks up his first endorsement from a sitting senator. Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon announcing his endorsement with an op-ed in today's New York Times, crediting his colleague with boldly and fiercely addressing the biggest challenges facing our country. Well, House Speaker Paul Ryan says again he's not running for the White House. He talked with NBC's Today Show and gave a suggestion as to who voters should turn their attention to.
I will not be the nominee for our party. We should select among the people who actually ran for the job.
And this is the head of the Republican Party fed up with Donald Trump's complaining that the nominating process is stacked against him. Ryan's Priebus saying in a tweet that the process has been known for more than a year and adding that there are complaints now. Give us all a break. Nearly 40,000 Verizon workers on strike. Their landline service employees have been working without a contract since last August, and today they officially went on strike. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphreys, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, WesternJournalism.com. That's WesternJournalism.com.
When Donald Trump says he won't tweet so much if he's elected president.
It is a powerful thing. I mean,
as president, though.
No, I wouldn't be doing it.
You wouldn't?
Or I would do it very little. I wouldn't. It's different. But right now, if I'm fighting one of my opponents, I can tweet out things or my feelings.
The frontrunner for the Republican nomination for president, appearing with his family on a CNN town hall last night, said his tweets are fine, but the retweets sometimes are a little bit shaky. Trump appearing with his wife Melania, daughters Ivanka and Tiffany, and sons Donald Jr. and Eric. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has a 10-year plan to connect billions of people to the Internet. Zuckerberg laying out his plan in a keynote speech at the social networking giant's F8 Developers Conference in San Francisco, talking about Facebook's aims to reach the world's population of 7 billion people, half of whom don't have the Internet. And tonight's the final game for Los Angeles Lakers star Kobe Bryant. He plays his final game at home against the Utah Jazz. He's retiring after 20 seasons. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The governor of North Carolina says an executive order revising the state's controversial bathroom law strikes a balance between privacy and equality. Big corporations like PayPal and Apple speaking up against the law passed 3 weeks ago, which has been criticized as anti-LGBT. The executive order signed maintains gender-specific bathrooms in government buildings and schools, but lets businesses come up with their own bathroom policies. Donald Trump says the nomination process is rigged on both sides. USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Trump speaks at a rally in central New York in the city of Rome, where the GOP frontrunner rails against how delegates were awarded to Ted Cruz in Colorado.
They didn't have an election. That system is set up so that the crooked politicians can make sure they get somebody in that's not, you know, part of what we're doing.
His rival Cruz sweeping the state's delegates over the weekend. Those delegates are awarded by the party at its state convention. Trump also criticizing the Democratic Party's system of using superdelegates to determine its nominee. Trump says he's no fan of Bernie Sanders, but
he keeps winning. And then you listen to the people and the pundits, and they say he has no chance of winning. I said, what's going on?
USA's Chris Barnes reporting. An informal second line parade through New Orleans going to honor former Saints lineman Will Smith tonight. Starts at 6 local time, winding up with an unofficial memorial to the 34-year-old Smith who was shot and killed over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
And this is Rich Gadiri on Modern Design. Our today's topic is all about outdoor entertaining, outdoor spaces and decorating them, and all that's available to you now. You know, one of the color palettes, we're talking a lot about the greens, which is what I'm doing because it's a little bit more challenging to find greens. You don't see it as much in the store. So if you do it with the purples, it's a little easier to get things as things wear out to make them work because it's not as popular as it used to be. But the blues, oh my God, the shades of navy and blues this year for outside stuff is absolutely beautiful. My favorite, actually. If I could afford to start all over, I'd go with the blues because there's so many wonderful cushions and fabrics, lots of geometric fabrics, just as in fabrics in general. Lots of beautiful blue and white geometric fabrics, lots of texture with beautiful blue. I'm not seeing wrought iron or metal furniture painted blue, but blue as far as all the accessories. Unbelievable pillows in blue, unbelievable market umbrellas in dark navy blue or in other shades of blue. Really popular more than ever, and really striking. If you have white furniture, it looks really terrific. If you have dark furniture, the combination of like a teal blue and brown also still holds up and looks quite nice. When it went from sort of green to brown, then the palette changed a lot. I mean, if you put sort of a Tiffany box blue or a teal or an aqua blue with brown, that's really nice, and you can do a lot with that color palette-wise. I also see black, black wrought iron furniture, black umbrellas, and then there's a lot of colors you can, you know, match with black. You can do green, like a nice citrus green with black is really nice. You can do yellow and black, which is very popular this year. I see a lot of yellow. And then, of course, the gray tones. The gray tones are as popular as they ever were. Gray for furniture, gray for fabrics. My deck is stained a beautiful weathered gray, and I think gray for outside is one of my favorite colors because it just seems like the beach and a natural, maybe a fence along the beach. It's a sort of a weathered look, you know, shingles down the shore weathered to a beautiful gray. So I love gray outside, and gray with the navy blue colors is a, if I had a shore house, that would be a great combination. That nice weathered gray look in your furniture with either white cushions or lots of navy and different prints and a dark navy umbrella. That's a really good-looking combination. Get creative with it. Just like you have a palette for inside your house, maybe you're an earth tone person. Maybe you like terracottas and oranges and reds and that stuff. And then you can do that in your pots with the plants that you pick that have lots of reds and oranges in them. And you have sort of a fiery kind of a look. And you can do some Mexican pottery. You start to create a palette with what you create. And that simply starts with color. You look at the outside of your house. Maybe you have a brick house. You have a medium tone brick house and you want to bring in a beautiful color. So, you know, pick a color that you love a lot. And maybe the color that you like is like a fuchsia tone. So I said, okay, well, works well with that. Maybe we'll get some gray furniture, and we'll get some fuchsia and some dark greens and some teals, and we'll build on that in our fabrics and our accessories. One of the things that I invested in a couple of years ago, which is I think critical, and they've gotten a lot better looking, is an actual deck box, and that's like a trunk, an outdoor trunk that you put your cushions and things in between, so they don't get sun faded or they don't get wet if it rains. And I absolutely love that. I use the top as a buffet to put things out on, and then, you know, at the end of the night, just as a ritual, I take everything that can get sun faded or pillows or things that can get wet, and I throw them in that deck box, and they are great. They used to be very institutional looking, but now deck boxes look like pieces of furniture. They've really come a long way with outdoor stuff. Again, the rugs too. Rugs really look nice. And if you have a very big deck, the area that's delineated as the sort of living area is nice if it's ground by a rug. So you have a big patio, and one side you have your dining set or maybe a hot tub or whatever. The other side you have a sitting area. If you put an outdoor rug, and they're very inexpensive and they require no maintenance whatsoever, it not only does it save the deck underneath, but it also just adds color and it delineates the different areas. So that's terrific. I want to talk a little bit about now pools and things you can do around your pool, because it's another area to decorate, to enjoy, and where many of you spend your time. One of the things that I do is I love beautiful pots. When I'm in the pool laying on a raft, I love to look at flowers around my pool. It's difficult in Hunterdon County because the deer eat almost everything. So you have to find stuff that works for you. I hate to recommend stuff because you never know. It just takes a couple minutes and your hard work is gone. Don't do geraniums. I've learned that a long time ago the hard way. But do pots around the pool. I have about 8 pots around my pool. And you want to pick something that, because you're going to get a lot of sun there, that do very well in a sun environment, because in pots in particular, they can dry out very, very quickly. But I love to have a table around the pool, because later in the day, eating around the pool is very nice. So whatever you do on your deck, in your pool area, you want to match it. So whatever your palette is, if your palettes are greens and browns, if your palettes are blues, if you have a white and gray palette, if you have yellow and green, whatever your palette is, carry that to the area. I see a lot of people, they do the deck and they do a good job with it, and then they go out and they buy like floats for the pool that are all different colors, and there's no coordination. Believe it or not, people, that there are colors for everything. And when I buy my pool toys, my rafts and the different things, the floating devices and stuff, I coordinate them color-wise to all be the same. When you take your pictures, when you have your summer parties and you take your pictures and you have the color palette that flows, it really shows nicely in the pictures. So things like getting your pool furniture and your pool accessories should all coordinate. If you have a theme, keep it all together. It really makes a difference. It doesn't cost any more money, but if you put some thought into it. Another thing I wanted to suggest is don't wait until Memorial Day to buy all your summer stuff. The summer stuff is in the stores now. It's all out there now. You want to buy it when there's a good inventory, when it's fresh, and you can get what you want. So you really should be buying that now. You're going to buy new furniture for outside. You want to buy it now. You're going to buy new dishes and even like the glasses, my set of glasses that I have for outside. After a while, they get kind of gunky. They don't last that long. Throw them all away. Get a new set, have them all match, and start the season very fresh. Something else definitely that you can do. All right, so we're going to take some more commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design. Today is all about outdoor living.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 18 years. I'm conveniently located right here in Flemington at the Flemington Circle. It's 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. The phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. I do see people by appointment, but you can come in. And we have wonderful accessories. I'm getting a lot of new stuff in. We have a lot of stuff on sale, art, decorative items, and so on. We have a local artist in Frenchtown, John Schmidtberger, has some beautiful pieces on loan in our shop. If you'd like to purchase them, come take a look at some interesting things that we have. We have very good price points. I've heard that from many people that have purchased from me in the store. And I have a new line of candles unrelated to our topic today. I have these new battery-operated candles that actually flicker and are on timers and have all different colors, and they're very, very, very reasonable, much less than the local stores. So come check me out at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey, Again, it's Maven Hill Interiors. We're in the former Lennox building next to Ideal Tile. So back to our topic, which is outdoor entertaining and things you can do to make your space more beautiful. We were talking last about your pool and things that you can do there. One of the things that I like to do, and this is just sort of a seasonal thing to do, or just something that you would do when you just have a party and take out, was I did a big party last year, and I always work with the purples because they work with the greens that I'm stretching because I can't afford to replace all my patio furniture. So I went out because I was having a big party, and I usually do a once-a-year pool party, and I wanted to make the area more festive, and I have a lot of trees around my pool, which is good because it keeps shade, but bad because it gets a lot of leaves in the pool. But I wanted to do something to make it over and over the top and make it really look nice during the day. So I went to a paper goods store, and I bought Chinese paper lanterns. And the Chinese paper lanterns, I hung with a some like fishing wire, some very clear fishing wire, and I hung them all over the trees around the pool. And they looked amazing. Not only you can light them at night with a battery operated, you don't want to put fire in your paper, but with a battery operated votive at night, which I did inside, and they lit and they were beautiful. But during the day, you got that pop, that beautiful pop of that purple color in the trees, and it just made it look really festive. So another thing that you can do. And even when you do if you do paper goods outside in the summer, you know, color coordinate and pick a beautiful saturated color, a blue, a really, really dark indigo blue is nice, or a purple or a dark green or a black. Pick a saturated color for your paper goods when you put them out. When you take the pictures, the table is going to look terrific. Coordinate your flowers with it, what you have. Even with paper, I mean, the paper products they have out now, particularly you're going to use in the summertime, are really good looking. So take that extra time. It really, your guests will notice the difference, and you'll feel good when you look at the pictures and say, wow, that really brought everything together. The next thing I want to talk about actually is hot tubs. How many of you out there have hot tubs? Again, our phone lines are open if anybody wants to call and ask about that. That might be another topic we'll just dedicate to hot tubs. It's 908-237-0410. We have a few minutes left. How many of you have hot tubs out there? I don't have one yet, so I don't have an experience about that. I've noticed that the look of hot tubs has gotten a lot better, too. Originally, the outsides of the hot tubs, they really didn't take much concern for how it was going to look in a backyard landscape. But I'm seeing a lot of new materials now where they have a nice redwood look to them, or the new weathered gray wood finish on the outside of them. I also see people doing things with their hot tubs where they're sort of half burying them. They're putting stone walls in front of them. There's a lot of things you can do to be creative when you have a surface like a hot tub, and I really would like to have one at some point. There's a lot of work in that, and you have to pour a pad, and I would imagine there's quite a bit involved with electrical and having permits and so on. But having said that, you know, adding a rock wall or a decorative feature around them is a great idea. That you have the sound of the water. It's very festive. And even color coordinate your towels when you're doing your towels for the pool or the hot tub. Don't go out and just buy towels that are on sale. Buy towels that go with your theme. If you have navy blue and white, go out and buy beautiful navy blue towels for outside. They don't have to be super expensive. They do get sun faded. They do get chlorine on them. But get everything coordinated in a beautiful saturated color, and it's going to look really excellent in the space. The next thing that I did want to talk about is water features. Summer is a wonderful time to do water features, whether it be in your pool or in your yard. How many of you out there have thought about putting some sort of a small water feature or fountain in your space? About 14 years ago, I went up to New Hope to Poor Richards, and I bought a fountain for my courtyard. I have a courtyard area on the side of the house, and there's nothing like entertaining in with the sound of water. And they do have to be maintained. And one thing in our area, you do have to take the fountain apart in between the winter season and the spring season because it will crack. So I'm just getting to the point now where I'm going to have to put that back together, do a little repair work as we do. But you know what? I find that things like that, this one happens to be a cement one. But the same thing with iron. They sort of patina, and to me, they get better looking over time. They get a little age to them, some chips in them, but they just get better looking over time. So when you're entertaining, you might want to consider a water feature, especially if you're in an area at intersections of different roadways. Water features really help with noise levels. And there are also studies have found that the sound of water is very calming. So if you're entertaining and you have a water feature, it really does help. And you don't have to necessarily do a big water feature. I happen to have a pretty big fountain, but it's in a big piece of land, so it's size appropriate. But even a small water feature on your deck or patio really makes it tranquil. It makes it really restful and a nice place to be. The next thing that I wanted to touch on today, and there is so much to touch on outdoor spaces and decorating them, is enclosures, beautiful enclosures for your deck or patio. They've been very popular the last 10 years because of the sun to create some sort of a structure that will go on your deck or patio. It's something simple as a small tent with poles, if you will, to something that's very elaborate and expensive with, you know, indoor with fans and HVAC and so on. I typically use once a season a relatively inexpensive structure, maybe 10 by 12, just to keep the sun out, that is that has a top to it, and then usually mesh sides, just to keep the sun off and have a place to keep things cool. I'll put some water in there and so on. But they're wonderful, wonderful things that can be attached to your deck or patio that are almost semi-permanent, if you will, that you can put up for the 6 or 8 months that you're out there, and are beautiful. And the colors and the textures are amazing. Also, consider having electrical outside if you don't already have, so that you can plug in things outside, like a blender is a wonderful thing, or, you know, any sort of electrical appliances. Last year, I did have a lighting guy on, and Bruce from Flemington Fans and Lighting, and he had suggested using an outdoor fan. And what an outdoor fan does is it prevents bugs from being in the area. They get very dissuaded by the fan, and they're afraid of it. So what about maybe putting an outside fan in your space, and then we're not worrying about bugs? So certainly that's another thing you can do. Let's talk about general landscaping for the spring and summer season. We've gotten through our winter now. We took all our greens out of our pots. Maybe we had Easter and we had the bulbs, which I still have, of daffodils, which are doing their thing. But now we're transitioning to what we're going to do this summer. So it's a good time. It's a little early. I was with a client yesterday. We're shooting one of the houses I'm working on now for a magazine that's going to be out in the fall. But it was a little too early at the garden centers yet for plants. But we want to start thinking about plants in our gardens and plants in our pots for the season, what we're going to do this year, what we're going to add on. So, you know, it's a good time to do some research. For me, it's been 16 years out in Hunterdon County. It's been effort. It's been a real effort to try to find stuff that would not only just be sustainable, but also that deer do not go near. And for those of us in Hunterdon County, I find it particularly difficult because you could really buy the best stuff, nurture it, have something that does well in the space, and then the deer come through and it's gone. And it is very much a challenge. So what you want to do, and we're going to do a show soon in the next couple of weeks with one of my garden centers. We're going to talk about planting, when you should get your planting started, when you should cut back your bushes and shrubs, and plants that are very much going to have the deer sort of stay away from them. I can't use the terminology that, you know, deer proof, because I don't think there's anything. I would say deer resistant plants that you can do, so you can be comfortable that if you at the end of the night, you don't have to take your pots from your patio and then put them on the deck and sort of put the fences up and hide them until you entertain, that you can be a little bit more casual with that stuff. So plants are very important to plant about now. Look at your beds. Look what you're going to do. Try to come up with a theme. Whenever you put together a palette of similar colors and they block together, the individual plants sort of become one to your eye, and they really look nice together. Instead of doing all different types or scattered and so on, try to do clusters. And the clusters could be different clusters of color, but have the clusters coordinate with each other, and you'll get the most bang for your buck. And that's basically going to do it today for our outdoor show. As I say, within the next 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to have one of the garden centers on, and we're going to talk about plants for Hunterdon County, plants that you can do. And let's say right now you're in transition, your bulbs have done their thing, things that you can put in between. One of the things that's good for right now is pansies in your pots, because when we have the cold nights, they stay nice and hardy, so something that you can transition your pots to. All right, well, we're at 10:58. I thank you for tuning into Modern Design. We'll see you next week. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Bernie Sanders picks up his first endorsement from a sitting senator. Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon announcing his endorsement with an op-ed in today's New York Times, crediting his colleague with boldly and fiercely addressing the biggest challenges facing our country. While House Speaker Paul Ryan says again he's not running for the White House, he talked with NBC's Today Show and gave a suggestion as to who voters should turn their attention to.
I will not be the nominee for our party. We should select among the people who actually ran for the job.
And this is the head of the Republican Party fed up with Donald Trump's complaining that the nominating process is stacked against him. Ryan Priebus saying in a tweet that the process has been known for more than a year and adding that there are complaints now. Give us all a break. Nearly 40,000 Verizon workers on strike. Their landline service employees have been working without a contract since last August, and today they officially went on strike. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is.